November 22nd, 2020, the Feast of Christ the King. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, discover the truth and cling to it tenaciously. Do not be talked out of the truth by anyone, even one of high station in the world. Remember always, it is not the position of wealth which I look at. I look only at what is in the heart. This is the hour of great confusion in the world, the time when people who used to be trustworthy have now abandoned the truth. Therefore, look very carefully at who is a leader, for title does not make a person honest. Only what the person carries in his heart determines his honesty and faithfulness to the truth. Have grateful hearts for the freedoms you have been given. At the same time, take nothing for granted. Your freedoms can easily slip away from you through dishonest politics which have taken charge of this election. Do not cease to be patriotic. Revere your country's history. Your strength is in the truth. Pray to always see the truth. Search it out and do not be tricked by the media, which is an unworthy source of information." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.